In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. 20th century writer G.K. Chesterton wrote that when a person has found something which he prefers to life itself, he for the first time has begun to live. The passage that was just read from the prologue of John's Gospel is testimony to the choice of God in Christ. The one through whom all creation occurred chose to enter the world in a new way, to actually take on the body of a human being, to be at once both fully human and fully divine. That is God's gift to us this morning and always, an invitation to draw more closely and more deeply into relationship with God's self in human form. And we all have to ask for the grace to prefer that life that Jesus offers to our small life without Jesus, because we have been offered the shared life, the one life, the eternal life, God's life that became visible in this world in the person of Jesus. All we have to do is open ourselves to that connection. But we find opening ourselves to Jesus difficult today, even as his contemporaries found it difficult during his lifetime. John writes, "He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, the Jewish people, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, who gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God." Franciscan Father Richard Rohr observes that in Jesus, we come to discover that the kingdom of God is ultimately to be identified with the person of Jesus. Think of all the occasions in the Gospels when Jesus offers a parable that begins, "The kingdom of God is like," da 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 da. The completion of the sentence is always something that the person Jesus either teaches, lives by example. The answer, the conclusion of those parables are always what Jesus stands for. You may recall that during the season of Advent, our petitions and our prayers of the people always included with some version of "Lord Jesus, come soon." So when we say, "Come, Lord Jesus," on this Christmas day, we are saying that we prefer his lordship to any other loyalty system or any other ultimate frame of reference. If Jesus is Lord, then Caesar is not. If Jesus is Lord, then Donald Trump or Joe Biden is not. If Jesus is Lord, the economy and the stock market are not. If Jesus is Lord, then my house and possessions, family and job are not. If Jesus is Lord, then I am not. This multi-leveled implication was obvious to first century members of the Roman Empire because the phrase "Caesar is Lord" was the empire's litmus test to determine cultural purity and political loyalty. Now, I'm of course not implying by any means that all these things I've just mentioned are not important. But how we understand them and the perspective in which we see them is important. If we say Jesus is Lord, it means we look at all these various aspects of our lives, family, friends, job, community, financial security, our membership in a congregation, and understand them relative to the life and teachings of Jesus. Just as the human Jesus was the perfect union of the divine and the mundane, so Christmas reminds us that through our baptism, every aspect of our lives is holy and a part of our journey with Jesus the Christ. What we are all searching for, Richard Rohr says, is someone to whom we can surrender, something we can prefer to life itself. And the good news here is that God is the only one to whom we can surrender ourselves without losing ourselves. The irony is that when we surrender ourselves to Jesus, it is only there that we can truly find ourselves, to become and to begin to become most fully the person Jesus is calling us to become. And that process never ends, continues until we draw our last earthly breath. But surrendering ourselves is not something we humans, and particularly we Americans, are good at. It's hard. But that's what God calls us to do in offering us the gift of God's Son, Jesus. Mary and Joseph had trouble finding a room at the inn. As we celebrate Christmas, let's make sure that Jesus doesn't find a no vacancy sign in our hearts as he seeks a place there. Christmas really comes when we are intentional about opening that place in our hearts. Then every day becomes Christmas as we see Christ in every human being and live our lives as though Christ is in us. So in our Anglican tradition of focusing on the goodness of the Incarnation, we in our humanity receive the really good news to know that it is good to be human, good to live on this earth, good to have a body because God in Jesus chose a body and said yes to the humanity that we now share with the God who created us. Amen.